This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Run that people couldn't make standing still and stepping in.
Rudolph was asked about Aaron Rodgers by Kabali, and here's what Rudolph said about his status, his spot on the depth chart for 2025.
I've always viewed training camp as competition is so normal that I'm so used to it now. You know, every team's adding quarterbacks every year. It's just a normal motor operation. Whoever they bring in, you know, I learned a long time ago who it is, and then, you know, the financial compensation will really tell you, you know, what's going to go down as far as a depth chart. I get that, and all I really can do is, as cliche and annoying as it sounds, is just keep, you know, having a great spring and enjoying working with the receivers, learning the offense, making the most of every rep I can get. That's what I did in 2023, and that's what I've done my whole career, and you get opportunities, and then you just got to be ready to capitalize when they come. And
so I don't know how much he went into this in how in-depth he went on it, but I just from what I gleaned, the snippets of this podcast I heard, I think Rudolph is another one of these Rodgers acolytes. I think he puts him on a pedestal because of his resume. And so I think the situation's very different from when he was here with Kenny and Mitch. Rudolph, I believe, I don't know this for a fact, but I would bet every dollar to my name he thought all along he was better than both of those guys. And thought it was a slap in his face that he wasn't even given a chance to really beat them both out. Ultimately, he proved, I think, he was better than both. I think in this situation, he sounds like he's more than okay being Rodgers' backup. We played that batch clip yesterday where Charlie, I thought, strongly implied that if Rodgers signed late enough, Rudolph could actually beat him out for the starting job. Mm-hmm. I think Mason even knows that that's silly, that he's clearly the number two quarterback here, and it's not something that is going to grate at him and eat at him the way that his previous experiences here in Pittsburgh.
Well, if he's
did.
Going into it thinking Rodgers has a good chance to get dinged up, then he thinks he's going to get maybe 5 or 6 games even potentially to show what he can do to another team, and he's playing the long game. I mean, I think implicit in him saying, like, hey, you see where a guy's paycheck is or where, what he's making or wherever, and that informs you of how things are probably going to go. That's a callback to the Kenny and Mitch stuff. Mitch was getting paid more. Kenny was a first-round pick. I think that references that as much as it references anything with Rodgers or with what he, Mason himself, is being paid.
Do you think that I think that also would mean he thinks that he's not really going to be challenged by Howard.
That was the other thing. I mean, think he's
Howard's a six round pick. I'm a $4 million quarterback who's taking this team to the playoffs.
I think he knows he's number two.
I'm entrenched there.
Will Howard. I also think Will Howard still has a lot of proving to do. I know they picked him, and Tomlin, you know, sang poetic nothings and said sweet nothings about how much the guy showed in the college football playoff. I think Will Howard has to very much prove that he belongs on this roster, even as a quarterback. And I mean, feel like they're treated differently no matter what round you pick him in.
I have said some pretty, I've said some things about Will Howard as far as what I think he could potentially be, and I have unbelievably high expectations for him as far as six round quarterbacks go. But I will admit this, there probably is a scenario out there where he gets cut and never makes the team. Skylar Thompson has started in a playoff game for the Dolphins. He's not any great sakes or anything like that. Like, he's a run-of-the-mill backup quarterback. But if he's better than Howard in training camp in the preseason, he's not an old quarterback.
I was just going to say,
they were with each other at K-State at the same time, I think.
He's about to be 28 years old, Thompson, in 2 weeks.
So, I'm just saying, it's a six-round pick. We've seen the Steelers cut six-round picks before, put them on the practice squad. The kid from Iowa went on the practice squad last year. Maybe he went on the IR, whatever they did with him.
Well, they cut Oladokun, who was a seventh-round pick. They cut him loose before he practically put his cleats
on. So, I know, like, I have sky-high expectations for Howard relative to other six-round quarterbacks, but...
And why do you have them again? Just a point of order here. What is it about him for people that didn't catch why you feel this way? Like, in the previous show?
Got so good at the end of the year. Won big games with both his arm and his legs. Very good athlete. Underrated athlete. Kind of cut from the Daniel Jones cloth in that respect where he is a white guy, so you don't really think of him as a runner. And he had, like, I think four runs... touchdown runs of over 65 yards when he was in college. He was a running quarterback when he was at K-State.
Was he more of a power runner, though, than Jones, who was more of a pure speed guy, even though he fell in the open field once very famously?
Yeah, I would say so.
I mean, Jones ran...
I'd say
Jones,
he's more Cam Newton than he is Lamar Jackson,
say,
if that's
Jones,
what you're asking.
Yeah, that is what I'm asking, because Jones, like, would run away from NFL
still, you
defensive
run,
backs.
I know they're college players, but still, it's high-end Division I football. You run away from Big 12, Big 10 defenses for 60, more than half the field for a touchdown. You can run. You're not a slow poke.
I will say he did not.
You're not Jared Lorenzen.
He was used as a runner at Ohio State, and I think in a different way. Do they take away from his? How do they score? Weigh stats with sacks and rushing yards.
Stats take away from rushing yards
sacks
in college. They
away.
Don't in the NFL.
Okay, because he only had 226 rushing yards at Ohio State. He had seven touchdowns, but his average dipped all the way to 2.2.
That's because the sacks.
So his sack total, what would it have been?
I don't know.
It had to have been a lot because that like skews it badly, I would think. Anyway.
Well, Rudolph is the people's champ, and I think there are so many fans out there, me included, that want to see him play this year. But I don't think this is just a front. I think he legitimately is content and copacetic with being the backup quarterback here and biding his time until Rodgers looks like he's in his 40s and has some kind of muscle issue or soft tissue issue or worse than that.
I mean, he's making $7.5 million over the 2 years if he sticks for both of them, and he's making three of it this year. Pretty easy to be a pretty happy camper.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Case, I think.
I worked with RG3. He would make all of these sort of corny jokes about milk and how much he loved it and how important it was. And he always points out on social media the color of his wife's skin.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ryan Clark is in a Twitter feud with RG3 because of what Ryan said there on the pivot. It all started when RG3 commented on the Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark hard foul from Sunday's game. And RG3 said it's clear that Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark, that it's gone beyond just rough and rowdy basketball.
Okay.
And then Ryan came at him and said, you know, you're basically picking that side because you've only married white women, and then I didn't know about this whole, like, I like to drink milk thing was code for that's the type of woman I'm into, I guess. And then RG3 fired back in a long video post and said, pretty much keep my wife's name out of your mouth. You've made it personal. We were debating sports, and now you've made it about me and my wife. And then Ryan Clark said, you're a phony, bro. One of the worst teammates I ever had on both the field and in TV. I urge people to let you be you on Monday Night Football. No matter how corny, how bad a teammate you were, I had your back. What did you do? Invite someone on your show you know I don't fool with to ask questions about me and then hit me weeks later to tell me you're going to challenge one of my takes.
That's Ryan saying that?
Yeah. What could RG3 have done as a sportscaster on Monday Night Football pregames with Ryan that made him call him one of the worst teammates of all time?
I have no idea.
Show up habitually late?
No, I have no clue.
Like, Donnie, bad teammates in football are, you know, dudes that don't put the work in, they don't play well, they call out other guys. What the hell could RG3 have done?
I don't know.
I want to text Ryan and ask him, but I feel like he won't tell me.
Feels like that's a raw nerve right now. Also,
Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark, you think?
No, just now everything else. Also, if they do like actually dislike each other, why is that bad? Like in terms of for the sport, like if there's genuine animosity there, isn't that good for the sport?
I think so.
Did Bird and Magic, I mean, I guess they were more frenemies, right? There was respect. I think there's still respect there at some level. You can dislike somebody but respect that they're really good.
You're a phony, bro. Maybe he means RG3 would treat you one way to your face and then he would go behind Ryan's back or other people's backs at ESPN and try to like undermine them or get them in trouble or get them fired or something.
Isn't
like
Ryan's
that.
Point here or isn't his side of it more believable on that front because RG3 got let go by ESPN?
I think he just got picked up by Fox though.
I know, but isn't Ryan's point that maybe you're a phony if like they didn't think RG3 was good enough to like put up with those shenanigans and they were actually happening? That makes me believe like
Stephen A's gone at RG3 for the same stuff.
Well, all right. Now it's like two's a crowd here, I think. And I think Ryan, especially as he's gotten further and further into his career, has like
become more of a straight shooter on that type of stuff, even more so. He feels like there's no reason to hold back. Stephen A. can say anything he wants about anyone at that network. He is the most powerful person at that network, front-facing. And
you
probably
think?
Yes! The guy's talking about running for president, and people take it seriously because of how much stroke he's got. So if Stephen A. Smith is saying this guy is a phony, I'm inclined to think Stephen A. is probably
true. You think more than
McAfee? Stephen A. and McAfee are a very similar level.
So I wanted to bring up in this segment this video that your boy Dove Kleiman sent out of Aaron Rodgers.
Not a real person.
Donnie, have you seen it?
No, I have Dove muted.
So 18 hours ago, he sent out a video, but I thought it was AI originally.
You're making me look
of Aaron Rodgers at a concert in a t-shirt and shorts with a giant squirt gun, squirting it around backstage, and people have zoomed in on it, and it looks like he's got a ring on again, and they think it's a wedding ring. I have no idea who the band is. I have no idea where this was taken from. That was 21 hours ago. My bad.
Was the caption just like inspirational?
No, it's trending in caps lock and bold. Trending. Free agent QB Aaron Rodgers was spotted partying at a concert, spraying a water gun at the crowd. It seems like Rodgers is enjoying, and then in air quotes, retirement with the thinking man's emoji.
Mm.
But I don't know what's real and what's fake with videos anymore. I saw a video of Austin Matthews talking about the Leafs losing Game 7, and he was like saying all kinds of horrible things about the way he played.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it to somebody, and they're like, yeah, that's clearly fake. So my internet literacy when it comes to these
pretty
videos
terrible
right now, not very good, yeah.
Dove Kleiman's account is just very profoundly annoying. He's posting stuff like Jason Whitlock has weighed in on the RG3 Ryan Clark debate. Did you see that tweet?
I did not.
Would you like to know?
Sure.
It's a picture of RG3 and his wife, and his wife is very attractive. Jason Whitlock, say what you want about RG3, but that ain't 2% milk. That's whole milk, the expensive stuff.
That's...
Well, I mean, we have seen a Whitlock video before. We know the guy can use some pretty funny descriptors.
God, Whitlock
peanut butter skin.
Ultimate clown.
What was
too.
It? Big can.
didn't he also have a very unflattering search term? Like he took one of those screenshots of his browser and in one of the tabs.
No,
it was
one of those things with
targeted ads.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know why I'm getting targeted ads, and it was for
sex toy.
Yeah. It was not
so. I mean,
not great.
You guys were able to pull it up. Does that look like Aaron Rodgers to you
in this
video?
Squirt gun picture.
Yeah.
The picture or the video?
It's the video. Like, there's a video below it. So the picture, he posted a picture.
Yeah, that.
But then if you go below it, there's like a 25-second video.
No, I see the video.
And you're convinced it's him? It seems like a younger person's concert. That's what throws me off.
I think it's real. I don't know why. This would be a weird thing to fake.
What do you mean? People fake stuff like this all the time, especially like if the root of it is to like make a point that, hey, Rodgers really doesn't care about football anymore. He's out there having the time of his life. Football's the furthest thing from
so
his mind.
What's the guy's name? Just Mike?
That's the rapper?
Just Mike concert.
I don't know.
How are you? My name is Mike, but my friends call me Steve.
I have no idea who that is.
Neither do I. Nick Faribault follows Just Mike. I bet Nick Faribault follows Just Mike because of this Aaron Rodgers video.
I think you're probably right.
He's like, oh, Clive.
Isn't that Mike Studd?
Dude, I don't know.
Donnie.
Big John Studd?
Yeah.
That's the only stud we acknowledge in this house.
I'm
Big John
I'm freely
Studd,
admitting
Big
that
John.
My pop culture skills have eroded incredibly like in the last 5 years or since I've had kids. I don't know who this guy is.
Yeah, I'm completely clueless. So if this is the oldest we've sounded on this show, so be it. But I have no idea who Just Mike is.
It does annoy me that Rodgers is out having fun when he's allegedly dealing with like
personal issues
that are delaying him signing with the Steelers.
Well, it makes me think that the personal issues, A, if they actually exist, cannot be that bad, and B, are more a cover than anything to just... He doesn't want to sign yet. He doesn't want to do anything officially. It really does make that seem like it's just, yeah, I just don't feel like being in their official capacity yet. Now, if I say that, though, and it gets back to him and he does sign and there were personal issues, I'm blacklisted.
I don't know. What kind of 41-year-old is like at a rap concert with a squirt gun spraying fans and stuff? That's pretty lame.
I mean,
lame
so
behavior.
When I was in my mid-30s, maybe closer to late 30s, I went to a Paramore concert. Is that too? I wasn't squirting a squirt gun. I was just watching the music. Is that acceptable? Paramore, like, big fan of the singer. I think she's
awesome.
Yeah,
I don't think that that's like a 25 and
the
under
squirting
crowd.
The squirt gun thing does seem weird. Like, what was next? He was going to, like, toss
throw water balloons
in.
Yeah,
I was going to say, like, bubble. They were going to get a bubble machine going. What are we doing here?
The second annual Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Federal Community Federal Credit Union will take place June 5th and 6th at Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. We're looking for 25 fire departments that will benefit from this year's fundraising. Register your fire department now at 937thefan.com. Brought to you by Cintas, True Green, Don's Appliances, and Hampton Beer Outlet. And you can get Fan 5 Alarm t-shirts. They're up now at KeystoneCustomApparel.com. Get your commemorative shirt. A portion of the proceeds benefit local volunteer fire departments.
Pony, I will say some people have texted me and said, love the 5 Alarm shirt. Pony modeled it. He needs a bigger size. His arm's too big, bulging out of the shirt. His biceps are stretching the fabric so much. His pecs also just widening the shirt. It will be unusable after he's done with it.
Let's do the Bucko Auction House. We've got 3 items up for bid today. Number one.
Man, the auction house, by the way. People here at Bucko Auction House Industries, it's getting grim. Very grim.
Up for grabs first. The length of the Pirates' 4 runs or fewer scored streak. It's at 24 right now. Starting bid, fewer than 50 games is where it'll begin.
Okay.
Fewer than 50 is where I'll start.
I'll take fewer than 49.
48.
47.
46.
45.
44.
43.
42.
41.
40.
39.
38.
37.
36.
35.
34.
33.
32.
31.
30. Oh, God.
Fewer than 30 games to Malzi.
Now this becomes absolutely sickening because it could happen any random night.
Going once.
Oh, no.
Fewer than 30 games to Malzi going twice. Fewer than 30 games sold to Malzi.
So wait, I just need them to do it in the next couple.
They're at 24.
So I got time here.
Oh yeah, they look like they're just ready to bust out at any moment's notice, Chris.
You thought last night could do it. As soon as they scored that one run, we had like just sat down for dinner. I actually missed the run being scored, like fixing my plate. I said, well, that's
what were you guys having?
We had like just like a chicken broccoli cheese casserole.
Chicken broccoli
just like a chicken broccoli cheese casserole, like a very complicated dish that I'm sure Sarah made a delicious batch
of. So chicken, broccoli, and cheese all went into the oven.
And rice.
And so it's all on like one of those Pyrex things?
Kind of, yeah, just like a square.
Man, I've not had a casserole in years.
You know what's a big upset in Mueller family?
Casseroles were huge in the 90s. I feel like they've gone by the wayside.
It's a Midwest thing. Like they call them hot dishes, a tater tot hot dish, like that in that exact tone.
What?
Go up to like Minnesota. I swear to God, if there's somebody from Minnesota listening, they know exactly what I'm talking about when I say a tater tot hot dish.
In that voice.
Yeah. Well, it's because like it's Wisconsin. It's like Fargo voice. Anyway, Donnie, big development in the Mueller house on the culinary front. Lennox, somewhat picky eater, I would say, for his age, loves shrimp. Just can't get enough of us grilling shrimp and him just going to town, man. He'll eat like 2 or 3 skewers, 4 shrimp each.
We went to a hibachi on Saturday with Stella, and that's what she went with. She
shrimp?
Picked shrimp. Yeah.
Over
chicken and steak.
Is it a texture thing for kids? I don't, because the texture of shrimp is kind of weird.
She was all about it.
Thing. Yeah, I was pleasantly stunned. I'm also now just regretting horribly that I got fewer than 30, because
well,
this could keep going.
Yeah, I mean, what I was going to say, I'm fixing my plate. They score. Sarah goes, oh, they scored a run. I said, well, that's going to be the only one they get all night. I just missed it.
Sure enough.
Do you know how hard it is, though, to keep this going this much longer? As I say that out loud.
Challenge accepted, baby.
As I say that out loud, the back of my brain goes, do you know how bad their offense sucks?
Okay, so it was 30.
So, yeah, if they get it done on 30, I push. If it takes them 31, I lose. 29, I win. You know what's going to – I brought this up 5 times on the air already in the last couple days. Block saying against the Mets, they brought the lumber tonight after the second 2-run homer, and then they don't score another run, and they have this streak continue, is going to end up being like a seminal moment in this whole thing.
up for auction next. Tommy Pham's last day on the Pirates roster. Opening bid before September 30th. Going once.
29th.
Before September 29th. 15th.
I'll say before September 1st.
Before August 24th.
Before August 10th.
Before August 3rd.
Before August 2nd.
What day is the trade deadline?
I'm not telling you. Before August 2nd, going once.
No.
Before August 2nd, going twice.
Before August 1st.
Before August 1st, Demalzi. Tommy Pham. Final day on the Pirates roster before August 1st. Tamalzi going once, going twice.
Before July 31st.
Ew. Oh, you son of a...
I'll go July 30th.
Oh, he was going to let me have it. Or was he?
July 29.
28.
So wait, Pony was all geared up to rug pull here. Like it was Bitcoin. It was fart coin. He's gonna rug pull that far.
What am
coin.
I at? Before July 29th, right?
Yeah.
Going once.
No, you said 28.
Before July 28th, going once, going twice.
Before July 27th.
Tommy Pham's final day on the Pirates roster, Bucko Auction House. I'll go 27.
No, you gotta go 26.
26.
Oh, Donnie, we gotta play the game here. It's get that Triple H music out. It's time to play the game with this
Tommy
guy.
Pham's final day on
the
Pirates.
Before the 25th.
Yep. 24.
Mm-hmm. Now we've sussed it out here. Now the game is afoot. 23rd.
22nd.
Mm-hmm. 21st.
20th.
19th.
18th.
17th.
16th.
15th.
14th.
13th.
12th.
11th.
10th.
9th.
8th.
7.
Before July 7th, Tommy Pham's final day on the Pirates roster to Mulsey, going once, going twice, sold you bottom.
That was a game of chicken, Donnie, and I'll live with it if I lose it. Okay, so he's got to be done on July 6th for me to win.
You better hope he doesn't have a mini hot streak. He hits one home run that might buy him another month.
Mini hot streak? What's he hitting right now?
176, I think.
Well, he's over the Davis line at least.
All right. Last one. Number of Pirates wins in 2025.
Oh, geez. I've got a lot of exposure here suddenly in the last couple games here. I'm getting a little uneasy.
Over 40 wins is where the bidding will start.
2025 wins.
Yep. I'll go 41.
42.
Man, 43.
I already don't feel great.
44.
45.
46.
50.
55.
Oh, boy. Oh, God.
56.
57. Over 57 wins.
That's 57 and 105. They yep. are just for...
Which is what they did in 2010.
Yep.
They're 15 and 33 right now. That means they would have to go...
Over 57 wins to me.
Can they win 42?
Going once.
58.
Going twice.
58. Over 58.
I thought you were doing the math on how many wins.
No.
Okay, 58 to Mulsey. 59. Oh. Over 59 wins to me. Going once. Going twice. Sold you, bottom.
I can't, Donnie. I'm too exposed on this one. I couldn't clean sweep this. I had to have him put his neck
Donnie
out a little
didn't
bit.
Feel comfortable on any of those.
I'm already
over
out.
Over 59 wins.
Because we did the wins before the season. I put him at, 73?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to make another mistake on their win total.
Oh,
I'll just take the zero and hope whoever takes it gets it wrong.
Man, I don't feel good about any of them. The one I think I might win of the two I picked today is the streak one, but even as I say that out loud, it's like there's no end in sight.
Man, is it going to be wild if it gets to 27 or 28?
I have faith in one guy in that lineup maybe coming through, my boy Canario. He's hitting ground rule doubles. We get a little topspin. Canario might do it himself in one game. Big 5 RBI, 2 home run game.
I got faith in him. I got faith in him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.